Parking mentally ill patients in the ER while waiting for treatment is something that happens with some regularity, but it's a controversial practice. Psychiatric boarding used to be the exception, but in the last 6 years, the number of patients who have experienced it has nearly tripled. Now the state Supreme Court is considering whether boarding is constitutional. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Last July, a Pierce County court ruled that boarding violated state law and was unconstitutional. Jay Geck, lawyer for DSHS, wants the High Court to overturn that ruling. He told the court on Thursday that the alternative to boarding would be to send patients home, where they could potentially harm themselves. Geck says patients are safer in the ER because it's equipped to handle them.
We know in a hospital you have a nurse, you have an emergency room physician, you have consultation with the designated mental health proceedings. Within 2 or 3 days, many of these people were transferred. This is the beginning of stabilization.
Problem is, where to transfer them? The number of beds and staff in psychiatric facilities have shrunk over the years through budget cuts. Jennifer Swigert represents the 10 patients who were detained in Pierce County in February 2013. She says psychiatric boarding violates the patient's civil rights.
Civil commitment for purposes of providing mental health treatment is only permissible so long as that treatment is actually provided. The recipe is simple: no treatment, no commitment.
Under state law, patients are supposed to get mental evaluation and treatment within 72 hours. But in reality, a patient is often stranded in the hospital for days before a psychiatric bed opens up. Earlier this year, the legislature approved $7 million to add more beds in the system. Pierce County, for example, will get 16 new beds next month. But some advocates say that's not enough to handle the backlog. And for the detainees at the center of Thursday's case, the additional beds come more than a year too late. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.